Russia is not exactly friendly territory for non-governmental organizations or NGOs. In the past, Russian authorities have gone as far as kicking some NGOs out of the country, only allowing them back in under different names. A recent report by the group Human Rights Watch details other obstacles, as Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow.
Working in Russia can be full of bureaucratic red tape for the average citizen. There are lots of rules to follow, there are forms to fill out, licenses to get, job descriptions to be approved. But the situation can be even worse for those who work for foreign NGOs in the former Soviet Union, organizations that the government may see as a threat. Matthew Schaff is an NGO liaison for Human Rights Watch here in Moscow.
Organizations that work on controversial issues or that are affiliated in some way with the political opposition do appear to have more trouble with the authorities.
One such organization is Golos Samara, a voters' rights NGO situated in Samara on the Volga River in the south of the country. It was the site of the 2007 summit between the European Union and Russia. Schaff says right before the meeting, the government cracked down on NGOs throughout the area. It didn't matter what they specialized in.
A voters' rights NGO came to their office one day to find that the whole building was locked because of a fire safety violation. They were accused of using illegal software.
Schaff says the government has been using a 2006 law that allows for unnecessary audits and demands that NGOs maintain cumbersome and unnecessary paperwork just to make it more difficult for them to operate. In 2006, the Russian parliament passed anti-extremism legislation that expanded the definition of extremism to include slandering a public official, hindering the work of authorities, and involvement in hooliganism or vandalism for ideological, religious, or ethnic reasons. Russian officials claim the legislation will stop hate crimes. Oppositionists say the law is just one of many that the Kremlin uses to force NGOs out of Russia. Alexander Verkovsky is director of the Sova Center for Information and Analysis in Moscow, an organization that researches nationalism and xenophobia in Russia. He says it's ironic that the Russian government has used anti-extremism legislation to prosecute NGOs when he's received death threats from skinheads himself.
Some neo-Nazi groups, they sent us death threats by email or by phone. Some people even came to my house. They sent me a video. It explained that I am an enemy of Russian people, that I support terrorists. My whole house was exposed and my address, my photo.
Verkovsky says police have done nothing. Rights groups aren't the only institutions who think laws governing NGOs here need to change. During his inaugural visit to Russia, President Barack Obama took the time to address some 100 civil society leaders about the importance of change. Here is Mr. Obama in an excerpt on Russia's state-run English-language television channel.
For history teaches us that real progress, whether it's economic or social or political, doesn't come from the top down. It typically comes from the bottom up. It comes from people. It comes from the grassroots. It comes from you.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev was invited to the conference but decided at the last minute not to attend. His spokesperson cited a scheduling conflict. There has been some change. The State Duma is debating a bill that would ease some of the tighter regulations governing NGOs. Matthew Schaff with Human Rights Watch points out the new law only affects one-third of the NGOs here, and more importantly, it doesn't address some of the bigger issues NGOs face, like violence. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.